characterization of the stellar content of SDS-SEELGs through self-consistent spectral modeling, by Iris Breeder et al. Extreme emission line galaxies (EELGs) are a notable galaxy genus, ultimately being regarded as local prototypes of early galaxies at the cosmic noon. Robust characterization of their stellar content, however, is hindered by the exceptionally high nebula emission present in their optical spectroscopic data. This study is dedicated into recovering the stellar properties of a sample of 414 EELGs as observed by the SDSS survey. Such as achieved by means of the spectral synthesis code FADU, which self-consistently considers the stellar and nebula emission in an optical spectrum. Additionally, a comparative analysis was carried on, by further processing the EELG's sample with the purely stellar spectral synthesis code Starlight, and by extending the analysis to a sample of 697 normal star-forming galaxies, expected to be less affected by nebula contribution. We find that, for both galaxy samples, stellar mass and mean age estimates by Starlight are systematically biased towards higher values, and that an adequate determination of the physical and evolutionary properties of EELGs via spectral synthesis is only possible when nebula continuum emission is taken into account. Moreover, the differences between the two population synthesis codes can be ascribed to the degree of star formation activity through the specific star formation rate and the sum of the flux of the most prominent emission lines. As expected, on the basis of the theoretical framework, our results emphasize the importance of considering the nebula emission while performing spectral synthesis, even for galaxies hosting typical levels of star formation activity. This was characterization of the stellar content of SDS-SEELGs through self-consistent spectral modeling, by Iris Breeder et al.